Hi, this is Wynn Free. This is our Monday night conference call broadcast live on VBS. And I thank everybody who's on the line and everybody who is listening on VBS. And
there are 12 participants in the conference.
And so we're here with a call with 12 lines open. And Terry, are you on the line, by any chance? Hello, Terry. Okay. And what is tonight's question? Tonight's question is, obviously, all of us have had a huge access. Oh, hang on just a second. That sounds like it's... Hang on, I'm going to get this call. This is Matthew from the Junior Attractors, right? Matthew, I am doing my conference line on BBS Radio. So I'm just announcing to everybody that I'm talking to you, but, hey, you know what? Why don't you come on my conference line? I'm going to have you talk to people, okay? All right? Hang on, everybody. It's 218-936-1100. 936-1100, and the PIN is 37525#. And if it's really crowded, just keep calling. It gets good. Okay. Okay. This is going to be fun. All right. Bye. Okay. This is going to be really a lot of fun. Okay. That was a fellow named Matthew up in British Columbia, and he and his friend have a phenomena going on. Can everybody hear me right now?
No, you're a little bit low.
I'm a little bit low. Hang on a second. Is that a little bit better now?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay, great. There's a phenomena that's going on called the gratitude dance. Did any of you hear about the gratitude dance?
No.
Well, these guys in Canada came up with this funny dance that they put on YouTube, and I don't even know the whole story, but they've got people all over the country doing this dance. They've had hundreds of thousands of hits on YouTube. They have, the same book company that is doing Wayne Dyer is coming out with a book on them, and somebody's been is that Matthew?
It's Matthew.
We're just talking about you. You know, I'm trying to say a little bit about you, and what we're doing, Matthew, is we have a conference line that's going also out on BBS Radio, like on the internet. And I don't usually have guests on this show. We have amazing things happen. We'll probably have amazing things happen tonight. But just for the people that are listening, the way I started talking about you is you and your partner, associate, friend have created kind of a phenomena with something called the gratitude dance. And what I said was it's this funny thing that people do. and I asked on my line if anyone had heard of it, and they all said no. So why don't you share a little bit about it?
Oh, well, we'll share a little bit about it then for sure, because I guess we launched that back in August, and what it was when we were having our times when just, you know, we really had to be in a place where we were celebrating every penny that was showing up in our life, and we really understood the idea of gratitude. We one day we were in a coffee shop, and Brad, who's my business partner, just jumped up at one point for joy and started doing this dance, and we decided, you know what, we got to put this on YouTube. And so we proceeded. We originally were just going to film a small little thing, and then a buddy of ours that he produces films and documentaries, he thought the idea would be great, and he said, you know what, we're going to make this a little bit bigger than you guys are thinking right now. And we like to think big, and we stretch our minds. So we got people around Victoria, British Columbia. We got them all out there, as many people as we could, doing this gratitude dance. and we were filming for about 15, 20 hours. So it's just a dance to celebrate gratitude. So celebrating gratitude for the things that we have already attracted into our lives, the things that any one of us could be grateful for, and just really celebrating it as often as possible, getting up in the morning and doing a dance. And we've got our version of the dance, and other people have their own version of the dance. And so it's just really a dance that you can do and celebrating that. And we have been, as a result of that gratitude dance, we have landed ourselves our own radio show. We've landed ourselves a book contract, and we've landed ourselves speaking gigs all across the world. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool little dance.
So are people doing this funny dance and looking dumb in public and still doing it?
Oh, yeah. And you'd be surprised. Some people, you know, some people have their resistance to it at first, but then they get into it and they realize, wow, this is so much fun. In fact, last week we were doing a talk for Big Brother Big Sister here in Victoria, and because of all the work they do with their youth, and we were coming and presenting to some of the mentors, and beforehand they were saying to us, you know what, you probably don't need to do the gratitude dance as much because this is adults there. I said, are you kidding me? It's the adults that need to do it the most. The kids get it. They're celebrating, they're dancing, they're up there dancing with us. And when the adults move past that, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is so goofy. And I was one of those people. When Brad started doing it, I refused to do it. But then I got into it. I was like, wow, this is fun, and we'll do it anywhere now.
Hey, how many people have looked at your video on YouTube?
Well, latest count, we know that there's a couple of different versions of it. In fact, there's a Spanish version. Somebody was talking about putting a German version because it has a little bit at the beginning with us sharing the idea of an attitude of gratitude. And between the different versions, we've had over 300,000 views since the beginning of September. So it's doing okay. And even better, we know that people are using it at seminars and conferences on around the world, because I know Dr. Bruce Lipton, who some of you may know on the call. I'm not sure if you know him, Winfrey. He's a really good author. He's got a book called The Biology of Belief, and he was just emailing us yesterday telling us that he got people doing this dance at his seminars. And so he's a scientist, and he just thought this was fantastic. And he actually is going to be presenting at the I Can Do It conference at Hay House I Can Do It conference, and we are also going to be there. And so he asked if we'd come up, and when he was talking, and just do a bit of an energy booster with the gratitude dance. So we know, as well as the views on YouTube, it's actually being shown, you know, people are getting up and doing it in seminars, and we're constantly getting feedback about people hearing it and seeing it all over the place, which is fantastic.
Well, you know, you guys have done a miracle to make something like that happen, because, like, you penetrated the collective resistance of everybody and got them doing something that they normally would be self-conscious about, right?
Yeah. Well, once I penetrated the self-resistance of my own, it was easy to take it out there. You know, when it was my own self-resistance in the way, it was more challenging to. But, you know, now it's like, yeah, anywhere, everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Hey, fantastic.
You sent me an email, and I think you said you were reading The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, right?
I've been looking into it, and I've been looking into David Wilcock. And it was interesting because I love coincidences when they show up. And, you know, I teach about the law of attraction and other universal principles. And when you contacted me last week, I believe, and I knew a little bit about you from our good friend Ryan, and he had said, you know, you guys should connect, and everything always happens in divine timing. This is what we realize. And over the weekend, I was actually told about another guy who's got a book out called The Flower of Life. And I was just on the Flower of Life website, and there I see an article by Winfrey about David Wilcock. And so I've been watching the Google videos of David Wilcox and reading your articles and just getting up to speed with exactly who you are and what you're about, and it's pretty fascinating.
Well, you know, the guys that have been listening to me regularly and that are on the call, they know what I'm going to say, but I'll just say it a little bit now because I think you'll find it really more than fascinating. And basically, you know, there's other dimensions, and there's intelligence is in other dimensions. And obviously, Edgar Cayce was a guy that tapped into other dimensions and was able to bring through messages from those dimensions. And that were very credible and very documented. You know the story of Edgar Cayce, Matthew?
Yes, I know Edgar Cayce well, and I know what his some of his predictions and how many of them have manifested as well.
Right. So then, you know, I discovered David Wilcock, and I started studying David. This was about in the year 2000, and there were all these. I convinced myself that David had to be connected to Cayce, and that he was channeling, he had a voice coming through him, and there was great wisdom, and it was a very unusual explanation for the period that we're in right now, which they were calling a dimensional shift. And there was also a very unusual explanation for who was talking through David Wilcock, because they were explaining themselves through David in a way that they didn't do through Cayce. And the idea was that we go through all these reincarnations, maybe thousands of reincarnations, and eventually we graduate from this realm or get off the wheel of reincarnation. And when you graduate, one of the destinations that you can go to is to become part of this huge group soul that is made up of graduates, not only of our planet, but all, I think most populated planets through our universe might graduate into this group soul. And certainly they gave a little bit of their history, being graduates of Venus and millions of years ago. And this group soul has been a helper for our planet throughout the history of mankind. And the implication is that this group soul is one of those forces that has acted as God throughout our history, like an in-between agent between all that is and us. And in many of the circumstances and in history where there's been interventions and prophets and religion startings and people talking to things in other dimensions, that it was this group soul. And then they're talking through David Wilcock and through Edgar Cayce. And so I started writing the book a bit as a scholar, and that was in near 2000. And then in 2002, I started getting messages, and it didn't come the way they came through David. It came through a personal relationship that suddenly, spontaneously started channeling. And they were like, I found out that this is like a science fiction movie. So, you know, you have to study me a little more and study the work because it's so crazy. But
I was reading the stuff that you have made available that
The Questions and Answers with the book. Yeah. Right. You mean the Elohim book? The Questions and Answers with the Elohim?
Yes, yeah.
So like, there's these two group souls. The Elohim is one of them, and the Ra group is the other. And the Elohim was part of original creation, and the ones that we're talking to apparently have never had incarnations. They've stayed as pure energy. They're outside of time. And the Ra group is made up of graduates. And in working with these two consciousnesses, I would go to a talk and give a talk on my book, and the room would kind of fill with light, and it wasn't me doing it. And then I'd go back and do a channeling, and they said it was them, that they were coming into space. And then I started doing these conference calls, and it was kind of an experiment, and I asked them if they would come into the space and work with people on the call, and they said they would. So during the calls, and this is just one call. The Monday night is kind of a freewheeling one. Sometimes we have channelings. Sometimes, you know, we have discussions. Sometimes, this very rarely do I have guests, but you call just at the time, so I figured
I appreciate
you're supposed
that.
To be the guest tonight. basically, it's been my challenge to create a channel, like a vortex, from these other dimensions through this dimension and let people experience the energy and the communications with these group souls, because they're explaining something that's really quite amazing, which is that we are at the end of a 75,000-year cycle, and there's things that are happening over the next few years that have never happened in recorded history of mankind, and that they're trying to prepare us for this. And as you read the book, you'll see, you know, more of what I'm talking about. But obviously, you have caught a wave of interdimensional energy and are riding, I guess, like a... I bet you've had oodles and oodles of synchronicities, right?
Oodles and oodles. I love
Wynn,
it.
Wynn, can you speak up a little bit?
Wait a second. Matthew?
There you are.
Yeah. Sorry.
You were getting cell.
Okay. I said, I'll bet you've had oodles of synchronicities.
I have definitely had oodles. I've had oodles this weekend. It was, we're working on a project called Wellness of World, actually, which I'm sure that this will tie into in some way in the future. It's a synchronicity that I'm here even on the call tonight, because I was supposed to go to another event, and as it happened, it didn't happen, so I'm here, and now I'm on this call. So there's one synchronicity. And last weekend, I was saying to somebody that I was working on this project called Wellness of World, and I just felt this really strong inclination that the Native Americans were going to be a big part of this, and I didn't know how, and I just knew that their teachings and what they teach is so, like, they speak of interdimensionals, they speak of so many different things that are so foreign to a lot within our culture, but I just had this feeling that they were going to be a big part of what's playing out in the next few years. And then the very next day, a friend of mine phoned. He said, I want to introduce you to this guy named Blue Thunder, who is a Native American, who is going around and speaking to all the Native American cultures within North America and bringing together indigenous tribes from all over the world for the purpose of the healing of the planet. And so that was like the next day that had shown up. And then we spoke with him today, and he was actually just looking for people to help with exposure for his event. And a few months ago, we'd set this intention that there was going to be an event on the 8th of the 8th, 08. And we had set that date in mind, and it just felt really good. It was to do with the environment and the healing that we can bring to it. And as he was talking to us today, he said that there are 7 points throughout the world where he wants to get 1,300 people together in that place of ceremony and celebration, connection to Earth, and it was on the 8th of the 8th, 08, that they were putting that was happening. So synchronicities, yes, are showing up all the time as I'm in that place of service for, and with that intention of service as well for the higher good.
So, you know what the 7 locations are?
Do I know where they are? Not yet. You know what? He was, after you, he was my next call to ask him where some of those locations were.
You know, one of the things that that we do, Matthew, and this is something I hope that you will, check out, is that when we do these conference calls, we have the energy of these group souls on the call, and that every Sunday morning, we do what I call a grid healing over the conference line. And there's people checking in from all over the country. And it's moderated by a fellow named Gino in Spain. And what we do is we create a group energy, and then we have the group souls joining our group energy, and we anchor light columns at different locations, which is like helping to anchor this new paradigm into the grids of the planet, which I think is what they're talking about. Obviously, going to the physical locations is better, but that's not possible for most people. But the fact that we do it every week, and it's kind of a neat thing, and I certainly would invite you to participate. Terry, are you on the line? Terry Brown? Okay. Matthew, hang in there a second, and I'm going to... Daphne? Daphne's sitting next to me. Daphne is one of the people that have channeled the Elohim, and sometimes...
I read about Daphne, yeah.
Did?
Yeah, I read about Daphne and Terry.
Daphne's listening to you. She's...
Hi, Daphne.
Here, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Daphne.
So, what we do on the line is we have done, like, actual channelings on this conference line, which are being broadcast over to BVS. This is on our Monday call. Every, you know, we're doing... Hello. Our Monday call is, you know, the call that I moderate, so it's kind of freewheeling. So sometimes we do channeling, sometimes we have discussions, sometimes we have co-creative interactions, and sometimes I just talk. But I was thinking, right now, I was going to broach that if anyone on the line would like to ask, have a question, and give me a question, and we'll do a channeling with Patah. I think Patah, but maybe not, and see if there's questions that seem appropriate to bring up. Anyone have a question? Is anyone there?
Yes, we're here. No
questions. We don't have no questions. Okay.
About locations, but...
I'll tell you what, Matthew, we could ask the question, let's see, Matthew, we could say, what's the interaction potential between Matthew and Wynn and the collaborative works we're doing? That would be interesting. No, they don't want to ask, she doesn't want to ask that question, she's shaking her head. Can we ask about the seven locations that are good to meet on, or the anchoring of... They may have different locations than we would come up with, and then that would be embarrassing, okay? they don't like temporal questions.
Do they work with universal questions usually?
Universal questions and
individual
wisdom.
Individual questions or
Matthew, come up with a universal question that's bugged you, okay?
Well, how this may be a question some of your listeners may have asked already, but they speak of shifts that are occurring within the magnetic poles and shifts in land masses, and I know Casey spoke of land masses coming up, and I was wondering what if there is any sort of shifts, what kind of shifts we can expect to see with as the magnetic poles are shifting and things are shifting over the next number of years, what can we expect to see within the world?
Can we ask that question? You know, when they answer questions like that, I'll just share something about it, and that is that we as a group consciousness, humanity, are directly affecting all of those things.
Yeah.
So when they give an answer, it's always in terms of probabilities based on the consciousness now. And they've told us many times that if enough people in a city or an area were connecting interdimensionally and grounding the energy into the planet, then that whatever earth changes would happen would most likely in that area be much more mitigated, much more refined. You know, it'd be a good question is, what's the effect of the gratitude dance that Matthew was doing on the consciousness?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yes, that would be a good one. What's the effect of the gratitude dance? Because
how would it affect the world if even thousands of people, even if 2,000 people around the world were to do the gratitude dance at the same point, but that focus on the gratitude for the peace in their heart?
Mm-hmm. See, I think your dance is helping to connect people with the grids of the planet and the earth. Okay, it's the fact that they're doing it. It's actually making people have an interdimensional connection from other realms through their bodies. They're creating vortexes, you know? And so that getting so many people doing it, you know, is probably making an impact.
Well, we felt that we understood the impact that it makes at an individual level. Like if we think about the work of Dr. Emoto, and the idea that water is affected by gratitude in the way it is, and the human body is made up 80% of water, and so we understood that. But you've just taken it to a whole new level with that description, and you know that the idea that we're tying it in at such a deeper level beyond even the individual, which I
yes.
think is fantastic.
You know, one of the things that we've learned on this call and through the channelings is that all of us exist multidimensionally all the time, but we don't have access to our multidimensional existence. We're kind of contracted to an earthly existence. Our physical senses only sense that, even though when you have synchronicities, when you have little miracles, you're tapping into your multidimensional existence. And that, each of us is a co-creator with all that is. We're tiny little drops of co-creation. And when you make an intention, your intention goes through the veil and goes into other realms and starts to tap into the parts of you that are in other realms, and then it precipitates down in the physical. And when two people create an intention, the power of it goes up exponentially from one person. And when 10 people create an intention, the power goes up even further. Of course, the common term for this is prayer, but if you use the word prayer, people don't like to hear it because it sounds like religion. But it's group intentions. And then we've learned that there are these two group souls, the Elohim group and the Ra group, who exist in the same, or that can reach us, in the areas where our multidimensional energy bodies are. So when we create a group intention and we call on them to join us, and then we have a group intention, it maybe there's 20 people, but there may be thousands of individual other souls joining in with us to create the precipitation of that. That's why a small group of positively disposed people has the potential for doing something really huge on a planetary level, because these group souls only support positive service to other things. You know, if it's not of that nature, they're not there. So, I'll tell you what. Let's see what
well,
time.
One of the things that we had, this is one of the things that we teach the youth that we're working with on within each earth, because Brad and myself, just the way, how quickly we are, the two of us, how quickly we're able to move things forward. I mean, we've known each other for 11 months, and now we're being published by Hay House, we got the Voice America radio show, we got all these things, really moving forward really quickly. We've now created this Wellness World project, which together, you were talking about that group soul energy of, if myself and Brad, and then there's eight other people, one gentleman who has previously organized Global Earth Day and was the first, and another gentleman who's the first person to have brought hundreds of countries together for a common cause. And so it's like that you've got 10 people. It's been amazing, just as you were talking about that, the energies that we have drawn towards us, like the fact that we have drawn towards us Blue Thunder from the Native American, the indigenous cultures. And we have drawn towards us the people and the events, and there has been so much synchronicity. It's like we've created this vortex, and these people are just being spun into it, and it's going to be an amazing project as it keeps building more and more momentum. And, you know, I feel the attraction for the message that you're bringing just when you're talking about the idea that the Earth is going to respond to how each of us individually is, you know, where we are within ourselves. And so I think that's a really important message. And so I think it's amazing what you're speaking of here on the call.
Well, thank you. And it's amazing that we're speaking of it, and you're actually doing it and reaching hundreds of thousands of people. And that's amazing, because that is an awesome potential for, you know, I didn't understand this before. But, you know, as you get into my book, and there's a chapter in there where the Ra group says how they can, how both of these group souls can do interventions in this realm. Both of them can do things. I mean, in my channelings, I've asked the Elohim, and they said they can stop a nuclear weapon from going off, but they can't violate a free will. So there has to be enough people calling on them for help. Now, you don't have to know it's the Elohim. You can just say God. They don't care. They don't have to know all the esoteric understanding. But what they're doing with me is they're explaining themselves in a way that I don't believe has ever been done through the history of mankind. And they're making themselves more accessible without any religion or without any dogma. And they say, this is just how we are, and we're here available to you. But we don't violate free will, so, you know, if you pay attention, like, as you start reading the book and you start reading the channelings of both either the Elohim or the Ra group, oftentimes you can feel their energy in your space, because reading their words connects you with their energy. So hang on just a second. Let me see what time it is. It's 6:36. We're on for about a 6:30, 6:46, 50. We have another 15 minutes on the air. And then after that, we go around and each person puts something in the light, kind of as their personal prayer request or group intention request, whichever word you would choose to do. So let me call in the light, and you know what? I'm just going to see whoever wants to come through for this moment, okay? I'm not going to make it be someone or another. And we'll let them address us, and maybe we'll ask the question about Matthew and how his dance is affecting the planet, okay? Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunab-Ku, the center of our galaxy, through our solar system, through our bodies, and anchoring itself into the crystalline core of the Earth. And we now, those who free-willingly choose to participate, we ask our energies to blend, to combine, for the moment of this call. And we create a group energy outside of time and space. And we invite those group souls, the Elohim group, the Ra group, to join with our group energy. And we create a huge light energy surrounding our planet. And if your eyes are shut, some of you can feel the energy coming in through your crown chakra, around your forehead. You can feel the light as our realm and their realm and all of us blend into one energy for this moment of time on the call to be utilized for the highest good of all concerned. And that with that said, we will take a moment and we will be open to the source that will come through Daphne and that is operating in the Christed energy that would like to address our group with the circumstances of the moment to be best described and perhaps answer Matthew's questions about the impact of the gratitude dance.
So, you have summoned us this evening, and you are awakening. You are awakening. You are the ones who no longer sleep. The ones who rub the fog from their eyes and their heads. And who lift their perceptions to the horizon and look out into the far distance and see something unexpected. Something they are not accustomed to perceiving. Something they had not planned on receiving. Even in their imagination, the elders speak of this. The star people, our ancestors, speak of this. It is the coming of the fifth tide. It is the coming of the Blue Star Nation. And it is the awakening of the population living in so much disharmony that cacophony has reached a breaking point and is now in self-reversal. This dance you speak of, the gratitude dance, is indeed a refashioning, a rehoning of ancient dances which were performed by indigenous peoples thousands of years past on Turtle Island, which is your North American continent. It is a movement especially of the solar plexus, of the belly, and it brings joy. It is a movement of the arms which reach, which extend in love, and in the ability to grasp life fully, to reach another, to reach out to another. It is an extension of the lower limbs to plant themselves firmly on the mother, on the red clay of the Mother Earth. And thus there is a resynchronization of the chakras, of the vortices, the vortexes, plural of vortex, within the body, which is a microcosm of what is happening in your solar system and what is happening in your Milky Way galaxy. There is reconnection at fundamental levels far beyond anything Western civilization or even recorded civilization has known. For you live in a world of fragmentation. You live in a world of mental construct. You live in a world of artificial sweeteners and fluorescent lights. You live in a world where your transportation is solely your automobile for the most part, and a walk among trees is considered a luxury. This is Koyaanisqatsi. This is a world out of balance. The changes that are coming, which your young ones especially can see on the horizon, will bring you back into balance, whether or not you are ready. If one is centered in oneself and calm, one can flow with the river. If one is in fear, one fights the current, and the current consumes. The Great Mother has compassion, and she cries out for her children. But she will not let her children destroy her. This goes against cosmic law. The time is fast approaching. She will move. She will shake. She will heat up. She will cool off. She will magnetize and demagnetize, and all of your fancy electronics will cease to work in the ways you are accustomed. But that is all right, for humans are very inventive, and they shall recalibrate and readjust. And understand that there are other ways to have what is required of a creative, intelligent civilization that is in harmony, that harmonizes with the accelerated Earth frequencies and goes not against them. This is Ptah. This is Ptah of the Ra Alliance. We are very honored that you and others like you have taken the time to listen and to receive our guidance as best we can direct you, for we will not impinge upon your free will. And we would ask you to look deep into your heart and to know that you are indeed within a great, great change. And that the past, as you have known it, is no more. And the future is not a linear extrapolation of the past. For you have entered spiral time, galactic time, which in essence transcends time itself. It is the eternal Chiron, Kairos. You have left Kronos, the laws of Newton and 3D. Though you still exist in physical form. And this is the hard part. The old doesn't work but the new is not here. You are in free fall, like Newton's apple. And the gravity is making you nervous. This is where faith comes in. This is where you all become shamans. This is where you all become prognosticators. The wisdom is within you. Look not to the outside, but look to your dreams. Look to your synchronicities. Look to your environment. Look to your inner promptings. The answers are there. They are within. And know that you are part of the grand design of all that is, which is weaving ever fast with ever more complexity as we approach the great shift. Adonai, Om Peace, Shanti,
I'd like to say good night to all our listeners on BBS tonight. If you want more information about our work, please go to higher-vision.org, higher-vision.org. Matthew, do you have a website you want to share with people?
Yeah, the Gratitude Dance, it can be found at www.junioratractors.com.
Great.
Gratitude Dance can be hit there.
Okay, and I'm letting everyone who's still on BBS know that on Wednesday night we're doing another conference call, but not on the air. You can find more information about it at theradiantzone.com. And on Sunday morning, we're doing our grid healing. This is at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you would like to participate in that, you'll see information about it on higher-vision.org and a contact number who will give you the phone number. And this is every Sunday, and it's 2 hours where we heal the planet. And there's a great energy. Those of you who felt the energy on the line today, that energy is there on Sundays on a regular basis. And we would appreciate your participation. Goodbye again to BBS. Seth, you can cut us off, and we'll go, please stay on the line if you're on the phone line, and we'll go around and put things in the light. Just a second. I know there's a few people that checked in while we were talking, and we'll get to you after we go through the regular list. I'm Dean. Are you on the line?
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to put everybody in this group and on BBS in the light and all beings and energies in the universe for the highest good, all beings and energies on the earth plane, and love and light and deep appreciation to you, Wynn, for this fabulous call, and to Daphne for the amazing, amazing channeling. Lots of love and light. Thank you.
Thank you, and for Matthew also for inspiring it tonight.
Yes,
thank you
so much, Matthew.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Wayne.
Yes, thank you, Wayne. I'd like to send light and love to all those online with us tonight, those who couldn't make it, and those on BBS. I'd like to send love and light to Mother Earth. I'd like to send light and love, healing and protection to Dana Davis and to Jim Chambers. I'd like to send light and love, healing and relief from a tough situation to Dwayne Davis. I'd like to send light and love and healing to Martha Derrick, to Macon Garrett, to Ann Poland, Charlie Jameson, to Ralph Krim, to Tommy Felco, Nancy Felco. And I'd like to send gratitude to the Ra, the Elohim, and all the interdimensionals assisting us. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Karen.